Hey, Don, you want to hear a story about some blind mice?
Are there three of them? I think I've heard that one before.
No, not the nursery rhyme. This story is about how a group of scientists restored vision in blind mice for up to 9 months. They did it by transplanting photoreceptors derived from human stem cells. Photoreceptors are the special neurons in our eyes that convert light to what our brains interpret as sight. This is one of the first times vision was restored for such a long time. And the key here was the scientists blocked the immune response that rejects those photoreceptors and keeps them from working.
Immune responses to cells transplanted into an eye? I've heard that the immune system doesn't really monitor eyes.
That's the usual line of thought, and it's actually a controversy in the field. Some scientists think it's been difficult to restore vision long term because photoreceptors just die off. Others think the culprit's the immune system causing the eye to reject the photoreceptors. To test whether the immune system's involved, a group of scientists used mice that are missing a specific immune cell receptor, so they aren't able to reject transplanted cells. When the scientists transplanted photoreceptors into the mice, researchers saw a tenfold increase in how many cells matured and integrated into the eye. Then they transplanted the photoreceptors into mice that were born blind to test whether and how long the photoreceptors would work.
So could scientists someday restore sight in people this way?
That's the hope, though of course people might not react the same way mice do.
Either way, I like this story better than the nursery rhyme already.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.